Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
The current organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, he is Dennis Pratt, and I think he's still with us, although we've lost his video feed. Dennis, are you there?
Dennis?
Can you hear me now?
Ah, yes, we have you.
And we see you. There you
are. I assume he just turned his video off.
I actually didn't turn that off. That's interesting. I don't know what happened.
Well, we have you back. All is well. Ian and Bonnie and Aria in the studio over here. We actually do have some callers on the line. I want to get to them, but I want to make sure that you have a chance to really kind of explain yourself here, Dennis. I know there was some nuance or some subtleties that you definitely want to have a chance to get out here on the show. And we were kind of, just to bring our listeners up to speed, if you're just tuning in, we've talked about sort of the history of Dennis being involved in the Porcupine Freedom Festival, how he got here into New Hampshire, his path to liberty, and his success as an activist, by the way, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance Activist of the Year, which is a coveted title. You were awarded that last summer, and for good reason. You're a big-time doer. You hit the ground running when you got here in several years ago now, I think at this point, living out in the Seacoast.
He runs bus tours.
Does all kinds of things. He's, you're part owner of the Independence Inn, aren't you, out there?
I was the founder of the Independence Inn and the founder of the Shell.
Right.
The Shell, which is our
very
major,
successful
Liberty Clubhouse.
Yeah, the Shell is a hugely successful Liberty Clubhouse on the Seacoast. Which,
yeah, the Independence Inn recently won some sort of hospitality award, so congratulations on that. I saw Stephen Ness posting about it.
That's really cool. I saw that.
Very nice. So,
and if I sound critical, Dennis, I promise I don't mean to. I like you and I respect what you do. I was worried during the break there that some of what I said sounded like overly critical, and I don't mean to come off that way if it comes off that way. Mm.
It's actually a lot easier to hear the criticism here because we can hear nuance and we can talk and I think Twitter, which is kind of more your realm, it's just a harder place to with those few characters to actually make a nuanced discussion.
To be fair, Dennis, I think you post on Twitter more than both Ari and I combined. I don't know about Bonnie. She's on there a lot. So you're probably you and Bonnie are probably at the same level on that one.
Well, I don't troll as much.
I've really only trolled once in my life. It was just so successful that everyone thinks I'm such a troll.
Are you talking about the Maj troll?
Yeah, I think
yes.
So.
It was just a lie.
Oh, my God. What a troll that was.
It's never immoral to lie to somebody who's threatening violence to try to protect your friends. So, yeah, I just straight up lied to him.
You're
and
referring
it was so
to
successful.
Maj Tour, who I thought was a libertarian until he proved he wasn't this year when he, because I didn't know that much about him. He was great on gun freedom, but apparently not so great on other things. He had announced he's coming to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and he was going to roll up on any campsite or in his community. He didn't talk. He wasn't talking specifically about Porkfest, but he said, if you are doing a drag queen story hour in my community, I'm going to roll up and assault you. And then when I get out of jail, I'm going to come back and do it again, essentially. And you said, well, you better look out at Porkfest because we're going to have...
I didn't say look out. That sounds like a threat. I said, well, don't come to Porkfest because a ton of us are going to be doing drag queen story hours or kid-friendly drag shows is what I said, on our own sites.
Ah, okay. And so that caused a huge controversy, and a bunch of conservative types people said, we're out, we're not going to Porkfest.
Got almost 100,000 views.
Because of what one person said they were going to do at their campsite. But now,
in fact, I have confirmed that there will be children at Tranny Story Hour.
You've announced within the last 48 hours, Aria, that you are going to be having a Tranny Story Hour.
Yeah, Bonnie made the threat. I've got to see it through, man.
Yeah, I just don't have the energy to actually see it through. I thought it would accomplish a lot of what I wanted, but it'll be even better when it actually happens.
Yeah, so
I hate kids, but I love trolling, so I'm conflicted. But, you know, the troll is worth it.
I don't think Maj Tour is going to do anything.
I don't think so either.
I think it's an empty threat, but it really was a threat.
But it is a threat.
And I think that does bring us to this other controversy, and we could talk about the main stage. I do want to come back to that, because I don't know if you've had a chance to really answer the question, Dennis. But Maj, I presume, is he going to be on the main stage? Is he one of the main stage speakers?
Yes, okay, yes, so, yes. So. He will be. So Maj Touré is the reason why he's on the main stage. And you know, I who brought you back, Ian? Who brought you back to Porkfest and to the main stage?
Roger Paxton and you.
That's right. And I keep on hearing about Free State Project bringing you back. You know, I get dragged for, you know, you publicly use my name on the negative side, but you don't say who stood up for me. Now, the reason why I brought you back onto the stage is because people wanted to see you. You would fill up the pavilion. I had people threaten they're not going to come back. Important people whom you know, who are key movers and shakers, people who are my friends. They unfriended me, as a matter of fact, because I stood up for you. Now, does that mean that I support everything about you or anything? Does that mean that the Free State Project is support? No. What it means is that the Free State Movement, the people of the Free State Movement, think that you are important enough that they want to hear you. Now, you know, there was another troll.
This is a false equivalent.
No, it's not. It's the same thing, Aria. It's the same damn thing.
No, it's not, because Maj literally threatened violence. Ian has never done that.
Ian said a principled libertarian thing on the radio station, his own radio station, not even concerning Porkfest, and got banned from the Porcupine Freedom Festival for his opinion and people not liking it. Maj Touré has unequivocally threatened violence at Porkfest. First tweet, maybe you can say at Porkfest. Then he went back and tweeted again just to make things clear. If I'm at Porkfest, Porkfest is my community.
Yeah, well, and not just Maj, but also, you know, RFK and Vivek and these other characters. These aren't even libertarians. I mean, Maj at least claims to be libertarian, even though he's not.
Who cares?
The rest of them are definitely not. And I appreciate, you know, the fact that you have me on the stage, Dennis, and I know that there's always a price to pay when you do something controversial. There's no doubt about that.
I pay high prices on all of these. No doubt. Every single one of these.
That's why I said I wouldn't wish anybody to be in your position.
And my argument is, look, you know, if this is somebody who the people want to see, the movement wants to see, if this is something that is bottom-up driven, and you know, I don't know how many people showed up for, you know, I wanted you on the first year. You couldn't make it, right? So Aria took it. Aria, I think that we probably had, what, maybe 150, 200 in there. But it was certainly more than we could have had in a hub. And then when you were on there, I think we had even more.
I don't know if that's true.
On that note, though, like, what if their demand was there to have Christopher Cantwell give a speech?
That he actually wanted to, can he talk about it on a libertarian topic? If you really had something where,
yeah, he used to be a libertarian. He could speak for an hour and sound libertarian.
Maybe he could pretend to be a libertarian.
I met him the first year that he came out, and I was like, what is this guy doing here? And everyone says, oh, he used to be a libertarian. I go, how are you making that argument?
If I could get him,
it's not my decision.
But if I could get him,
I am trying.
You would
to
have him
decision.
On the stage.
If you could assure me that there was a high demand to hear him, so let me give you another example.
There would be an enormous example. Demand.
I can think of five people, and that's just like I can't think of five people that want to go to RFK Jr.
I think the stage would be packed.
My email is filled with people who want to go to RFK Jr. And this is the thing.
There's a lot of conservatives out there.
Just because you are, you're discounting them because you don't like them. Look,
no.
I understand these are different segments. The Free State Movement is made up of quite distinct segments. And I understand that you guys represent one segment. There's segments that can't stand you guys.
I don't represent anyone but myself.
I will tell you this. I've had higher demands to ban Bonnie than to ban Maj.
But it doesn't matter. This isn't mob rule. It's not, ban Bonnie for nothing.
Mob rule.
Versus.
Not mob rule. Exactly my point.
Are we going to become a place that accepts violence, or are we not? That's all it is. Are we going to be a place that bans people for free speech? Or are we not? That's all it is.
Just to be clear, we don't want to actually have Christopher Cantwell on the main stage at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Not like against
but the question was because, you know, he's not a libertarian anymore. He is a white supremacist. And there's a certain...
Yeah, I'm against it.
There's a certain look, right? There's a certain negative look to having the world's most prominent libertarian festival and having a white supremacist on the main stage.
And you said, Dennis, you said the movement wants to see RFK. You said those words.
No.
Yes, you did. You said those words. I wrote it down because I have a point to make about it. I don't like this. The fact is, Porkfest is popular enough. WMUR is talking about it on their website. It's popular enough, and it represents the Free State Project enough. Having RFK, having Vivek Ramaswamy is... It's trying to represent me, and that's obviously what you're trying to do because you use those words. It's trying to represent the Free State movement, and that's what drives me so crazy. I wouldn't leave my best friends. I'm not one of those people who was just like, oh, I had absolutely no friends in Texas. No one liked me because all I could do was talk about libertarian things. Then I found out there's the Free State Project in New Hampshire, and I moved right away because I had no friends or life or anything going on for me. You try to convince me to leave Texas of the South and just move to Texas of the North. I don't want it to become that. It's not that I dislike conservatives. I don't dislike conservatives. I can be friends with anyone. If I'm going to pick up, I'm a mover. It's like you change once somebody's here. Oh, well, now you're just somebody who's here. I got to cater to the people who could potentially move and make the Free State Project bigger. Try to convince Bonnie in 2021 who moved here that I should leave.
You're saying that Vivek would not have been an attraction or RFK would have turned you off?
No, I'm saying that if I wanted to live in Texas, I'd live in Texas where it is now. I wouldn't live in cold northern Texas. Try to convince someone, you need to leave where you live to go to the Free State Project. Oh, and we're just going to turn it into conservative land. It's not that I hate conservatives. It's that it's not being libertarian. There's already a place for conservatives. There's Texas. There's Alabama. There's Florida. There's Mississippi. If I wanted to live in a conservative land, I could live with my parents in Alabama right now with my little brother that I love a lot instead of living in New Hampshire. I want to live in a place that actually is going to be the only place in the world for people like me. That's the only reason I'm here, other than my husband, obviously.
I guess my question is, are we changing Vivek, or is Vivek changing us? Not to be too cliche about it, but I think that's ultimately what it comes down to. Is there really any chance that we're going to make him more libertarian? Because that's one of the arguments I've seen in support of him and RFK and these others. Like, well, we have a chance here to, like, persuade them a little bit. Is that really going to happen, or is it more likely to go the other way?
You're asking me for my personal opinion. Again, that's not how I make my decision. Right. The same argument that Bonnie is making.
It's your time.
I have heard the same argument about Ian.
Yeah,
and is this what we want to project? I wouldn't be here if we had a pedophile up on the stage. Blah, 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 blah. And it just goes on.
Okay, but is Ian a pedophile?
And
are you calling
this,
him a pedophile? Because he's not a pedophile.
That's what people say to him.
But yeah, just because people say that doesn't mean anything. Maj Tor actually did threaten violence. It's not like we're just saying that and it's the same exact... You're saying it's the equivalent of someone calling Ian a pedophile. It's not.
Okay.
Yes, he did. So, he absolutely did. Unequivocally. And then he made it very clear with a second tweet.
He literally said he would roll up and assault people.
And then when I got out of jail, I'd pay the bail money and get out. You've seen the screenshot. I know you know that this is the truth and you're just making some weird argument and you're lying.
No, what you're saying is that he did some virtue signaling on Twitter.
That's not what I'm saying.
What we do. And he said some words. Now, the question is whether they're true or not. Right? The question is, you're saying, I absolutely believe that 100%. Well, I don't believe you. I do not believe that you actually think that he is threatening you with violence.
That's easy to say when you're not the one being threatened,
You said earlier You said earlier that you didn't believe him.
No, I said that. Bonnie didn't.
So, what?
Bonnie said that.
You said earlier this broadcast
that
you didn't believe
him. I meant to say I said that. Bonnie didn't.
I also don't believe him, but that doesn't
mean it wasn't a threat. I don't believe he would do it because he's not stupid. Like, if it was just him and me, I think he'd probably do it.
Well, I don't know this man. I don't have any way to believe or not believe him. He has two strikes.
Yeah, it's a complicated thing.
So here's the thing, right? Bonnie lied. I don't believe Maj was doing some very, okay, when I talked to him, and now I have to make a phone call to Philadelphia and talk to Maj Touré about what exactly is it that he means. Yeah. And so I have to go actually through every single step. You know, are you saying this? Are you saying that? And it's not something that is going to be done over Twitter. Twitter is a signaling device.
Yes, and he's signaled violence, Twitter, Dennis. None of the virtue signaling that I or you or Ian or anyone else does on Twitter calls for violence.
Okay, so what they believe that you're calling for violence against children, right? Now, do I believe that you're doing that? No. They believe you do. Now, do
okay,
I
well, the equivalent would be for me to say, I believe you should assault children. That would be the equivalent here. We're not having a disagreement.
Well, they're thinking it's a sexual assault on children.
We're not having a conversation.
That's what they believe.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they believe because we're not having a dispute about what is and isn't assault. We're having a dispute about whether or not it's okay to threaten whatever you consider assault to be. Right? That's it.
I don't care
that he defines, you know, being trans as assault. That's immaterial to the equation.
It's being trans. I was talking about the
okay, being the trans and under the age of 18.
And
Aria dresses more provocatively than
about.
A drag queen most of the time.
And none of it matters because the basic question is it okay to threaten whatever you consider to be assault? Would it be okay for me to threaten if I believed assault to be transing up the kids to go out there on Twitter and say, I'm going to go trans up all the kids? No. That would be threatening assault.
A specific threat is serious and it is worthy of a ban. That is not what we had.
That's easy to say when you're not the one threatened, man.
He did not threaten you, Aria. Where did he?
I didn't say he threatened me
individually. Where did he make
say
a specific?
He
as
but saying, "Hey, so, that threat's not serious." That's coming straight out of an ivory tower, man.
No, because you're talking as though he is a white trans intellectual. That is not where he's coming from.
I didn't say anything about his skin color, man.
I'm saying that he comes from a different culture. He is talking to people whom you don't talk to.
Okay.
You cannot reach those people. So he
all black
he is,
people are violent
virtue,
idiots. Is that what you're saying?
Virtue signaling. Virtue signaling.
He said he's not an intellectual and he's black. So therefore, when he says something, it doesn't mean exactly what it means.
He was an intellectual.
You just said he did.
I said she was talking as though he was talking as though he is she. He is not she. She cannot project her interpretation on top of what it is that he's saying. What she needs to do is to talk to him individually. Say, are you saying this?
He refused
to
have a
conversation. Are you saying that? And you have to actually have to go through
that. What is this obsession people have with hearing out people who threaten violence?
Well,
it's Karin Barashenko all over again. Say,
okay.
Oh, just hear out the warmonger.
Well, but I could understand the argument that, hey, look, he wasn't clear. It's only 280 characters.
Let me read it.
Characters.
I've got it right here. Ready?
Okay, go ahead.
If you do a drag queen story hour for children in my community, I'm a pull up and assault you. I'll be arrested. By the time I bail out and you reschedule another one, I'll pull up and smack the F-U-C-K out of you once more because I don't give an F.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's
smack?
Definitely...
Do black people not understand that means to hit? That's not true. I don't believe that.
He definitely threatened assault, and I think what Dennis is saying, I don't agree with this, but what Dennis is saying is that what Maj or these other conservative types are saying was that, oh, well, if you're reading a sex book to my kids, then that's going to be, you know, assault worthy.
That's not what a drag queen story hour is.
That's not what it is, but that's what some of them claim that they believe that it is, which is ridiculous. It's nonsense. But the thing is, when Maj, you know, he was trying to backtrack or whatever it was he was trying to do on this, the announcement was made that Maj is willing to talk to anyone at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And so I said, well, look, great. Why don't we just have a conversation now? Because I can understand, Arya, that maybe he didn't put the nuance in there of, oh, if you're reading a sex book to my kids, then I'll assault you. That's not what he said, but maybe that's what he actually meant. And I'm willing to hear out somebody, give him more than 280 characters. That's why I wanted to have Dennis on the show tonight.
Dude, that's exactly where he was. That's what he was talking about.
He refused to appear. I understand you had a conversation with him privately, Dennis. And
I urged him to... Now, is this something that... I mean, I think, you know, at this time, there was a lot of trolling and a lot of setting him up, and I don't think he trusted you guys.
Well,
How
could I trust that that person is willing to talk at the Porcupine Freedom Festival? He's saying he's willing to talk there, but he's not willing to talk 2 months in advance. And either way, that's where I think that thing sits. You know, like I said.
Why? Because after I said NAP violation, which is before I said don't come to Porkfest, he responds to me, no, it's not a NAP violation because if you're showing kids, like, I don't think he said men dressed as women, but a drag show, then it's inherently violent.
Which is crazy.
It's a crazy viewpoint.
I hate that I brought it out because I didn't mean to direct the show this long to this topic. I just wanted to throw that out there. My bad.
Well, the main thing I want to say is that I think that as the curator of the show, of the Porkfest, is it not more Dennis's responsibility to curate an audience instead of just cave to the audience? It's like, you could get a million Republicans up here. Do we want that? Is that what we, AKA, want?
I don't think Dennis even wants that, which is why I agree with you on this one, Bonnie. I think that, you know, by taking the position that, hey, I'm not doing this, you have sort of this dichotomous position that is like, on one hand, you're the organizer, you have to make decisions about the event, and you have obviously made decisions about the event, but on the other hand, you're saying, well, look, I'm not doing this, there's just a bunch of people that want to see this warmongering psychopath, Vivek Ramaswamy, on a stage at a libertarian convention, so I'm going to let him. It's not my fault. I mean, that seems like it's coming from two places at the same time to me, Dennis.
Yeah, I mean, there was another troll who talked about how we had Scott Ritter coming to Porkfest.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's a group headed by Sarwak, and they took that on. And, you know, can you believe Dennis Pratt is doing Scott Ritter? And frankly, you know, that would there be an uproar about that as it was at the anti-war? Yes. Yes, as there was for you, there's an uproar.
I think it probably would too. But that wasn't true, right? He's not booked.
No, he said it was a troll.
No, it was a troll. I mean, you guys are poking each other like crazy. I have to actually go in there and figure out what's true.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments with Dennis Pratt from Porkfest.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The victims of a private jet that crashed in Virginia Sunday were residents of New York. Adina Azarian, her 2-year-old daughter, her nanny, and the pilot were killed in the crash, while Azarian's neighbor in East Hampton remembers her well.
Very sweet. Always stop, say hello, and, you know, I'd pet the dog who'd come running.
The FAA says the small plane flew into unauthorized airspace and crashed in the mountains of Virginia. Oregon's Attorney General and State Treasurer are investigating the Fox Board of Directors for potential breach of fiduciary duty. Under the Dominion settlement, Fox paid $787 million over the networks. This investigation will determine whether Fox heads Rupert and Lachlan Murdoch, along with other members of the board, could be held accountable in the situation. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We literally had a blue screen of death during the break here on our studio computer.
Did you know that Windows 9, very briefly when it was in beta, Windows 9 never actually released to the public, I don't think. It had a red screen of death.
Did it really?
Yes, and the beta testers hated it.
If you, if the listeners don't know what the blue screen of death is, because I didn't until I met Ian and he started talking about it, it means that the computer just turned itself off and had to restart. And
yeah,
it sucks.
We've been trying to figure out what has been causing that now for weeks and weeks. And, of course, it loves to happen right in the middle of the show when we've got somebody on.
I'm just happy you didn't kick him. I thought he wouldn't be connected
anymore. No, Jitsi's separate from we use Jitsi for our video conferencing, and that's not – the conference room is on the Internet. It's not – based on the computer. So we just rejoined the room, and Dennis thankfully is still there. Dennis Pratt is with us here tonight. We're talking about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Dennis, I want to ask you if you have time to go into overtime after the show, because we have 3 hours on broadcast radio, and we have more time in theory after the broadcast radio show is done. We actually have at least 4 calls on hold that we haven't even gotten to yet to talk to you, Dennis. So do you have time? Can you stay for Uh-oh, now it's saying the page is having a problem.
Are you suggesting a freer Talk Live?
Dennis, can you hear me? I just had to jump into the chat room again.
Yeah, I can hear you. Did that happen again? Did you
get no, this was some stuff? Other issue that that just happened. Anyway, it's one of those things where it rains, it pours. It's always like that. So the question I was asking you there was are you willing to continue this discussion after the radio show ends? We would essentially take a quick break and hit the record button on an audio recording, and then we'll pop that into the podcast as an extension.
You can
show.
Cuss, and there'd be no break.
Yeah, you can say the S word on if we do that.
Yeah, I can say a little bit longer. I mean, okay. I don't think you understand that I have a lot of work.
No, I get it. Well, just to be clear, you had told me that one of the concerns was that you wouldn't have enough chance to express yourself, and that's why we've gone for literally the whole show here. But now that we have every phone line is now lit up here, Dennis. So people want to either say things or ask you questions. So let's just jump into that, shall
Absolutely.
We?
Absolutely.
Because people have been waiting very patiently. Let's go with the person who's been on the longest here, caller. You are on Free Talk Live with Dennis.
Hi, Dennis. It's Mikey. How are you doing?
Mikey, are you talking directly into your phone? It sounds a little bit tinny.
Oh, hold on.
Sounded a little better there.
It did briefly.
A little better.
Okay, is this better?
That's definitely better. What did you do?
Okay, I have no idea.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, whatever it was, it worked. Go ahead. You're on with Dennis.
Okay, so, I mean, first I want to say a couple nice things about Dennis, because I know there's been a lot of issues between me and him the past few weeks. I do have some positive things to say, so I do like what he's done with the schedule system. I think it's good that we have a schedule. And because in previous years, we haven't had any sort of, I don't want to use the word centralized, but we haven't had any sort of, clear schedule. That's a good thing. I think the hubs are a good thing. Some people don't really like how that's run, but I think it's good to have that promoted. But there's a lot of issues that have cropped up over the past, year and so. I think it really started with I don't really want to bring this up again, but the theft that I had last year, and I don't hold Porkfest really responsible for that, but the issue I had was ignoring that and like diminishing it and putting it under the rug. And then there was another issue with that whole debate between the Body Freedom guy and those other two conservatives. And I just find there's a lack of delegation and not addressing these issues. And then the only thing that ended up happening with me is that I got banned from the original Telegram chat. Then I got banned from other Telegram chats. I made an alt. That got banned from all the chats. And then I found out I was banned from the Facebook group. And then I posted my Jewish Libertarians Hub back in the end of April, and that was never posted. And then I'm now told that I'm not welcome at Porkfest, and that's all I've really gotten. So I'm just looking for some clarification on that, because my understanding is that the other organizer does not agree. I don't want to put words in that person's mouth, but does not agree with that. And what's the deal here, and what are the accusations? I mean, like they said, you have someone on the main stage who has advocated violence, and then someone who supposedly is an internet troll is not welcome.
I don't know which one to talk about. Let me first talk with the theft. Did you report the theft at the time to the park rangers?
I did not discover it until the end. I do my book work at the end of the festival.
So what is it that you wanted me to do to address it? You basically trolled for days and days, raking across the volunteers and raking across all the people who work on there, and saying that it was all their fault, and saying that it was the attendees who did it. When we had trouble that year, we had trouble with some people who were actually in the campground. the seasonals. We had trouble with seasonals, and we had trouble with an employee. We had to actually remove one of the employees. So, you know, you just started making wild accusations and trolling like crazy, calling everybody names. And I'm going, well, what do you want us to do, Mikey? And your solution is that Porkfest has gotten too big, and that we're bringing in the bad people, and they're stealing from you, and that you have no proof whatsoever that it was our attendees who did it. I just thought that, you know, my heart goes out that I don't think you should have lost money. Okay, so let's put it out. You know, that's very unusual to happen. But you don't know who did it, and yet you're making wild accusations about the attendees. When our attendees, that year, our attendees were just absolutely fantastic. There was a girl who had her bicycle damaged, and the attendees put a whole bunch of money in to buy her a new bike. There was money lost, a large chunk of money that was actually for the Porcupines. And the woman came down, she went to park rangers, and she goes, you know, I just lost all the money that we have for the Porcupines. And the rangers had it because one of the attendees picked it up and took it down to the ranger thing. It was just cash. Now that's the type of people that we have at the attendees. And the people who are the park rangers, they bend over backwards to handle things and to support things. So you come late and you say, okay, this happened all the way in the past, and what do you want me to do? What was it that you wanted me to do? I'm not going to truncate the size of Porkfest. I'm not going to turn it into the OG party of the past, because we're actually succeeding on the measures that I want. I think it's terrible that what happened to you. I think it was way out of line what you did. I don't like the volunteers being castigated. They spend, you know, hundreds of hours to service you. They don't make any money, Mikey. You're making money. They make zero money. I make no money. I spend thousands of hours. I make no money. You make money on Porkfest. And yet you're the one coming at me for what? What do you want me to do about you losing $300? You didn't say anything at the time. I don't even know what we could have done at the time. But you didn't say anything at the time. And you come back and then you're blaming me for it? How am I? It was like, Mikey, you get into these things where you are accusing people and being extraordinarily cruel, extraordinarily callous. And it's like, you know, what did the person do to deserve this? What did the park rangers do to deserve this? What did I do to deserve this?
I mean, I think that's a total misrepresentation of things. I wasn't blaming the attendees per se. I was blaming the large size of it makes it unwieldy. And I'm not saying it needs to go back down to 1,000 people or something. I think 2,000 is a good number, and it should be a mixture of veterans and new people. I was a new person once. So were you. We are all new ones. I'm not looking for the $300 back. What I was looking for was, you know, a validation, acknowledgement that there was an issue. And I think the issue actually has been corrected in that we're going to have a little bit more of a gatehouse at the thing. And I don't think it was attendees. I think it was townies that came in, and it was just difficult to, you know, figure out who was who. And when you get to the large size festival, there's a lot of problems. And I understand the want to grow things, but at the same time, you know, there's people who want 5,000 people at the campground, and that's obviously not possible. But it was, I mean, that's water under the bridge at this point. I'm not too concerned about that. I'm just saying that's where I think this started. And
I think Mikey's probably right. And sorry to interject. I think you're probably right about townies being responsible, because if I remember correctly, that was the same year that someone snuck in at night and like spray painted graffiti all over.
No, that was the year before. That was a townie problem.
That was a seasonal, I think.
Okay, well, never mind. Then I had the timeline wrong anyway, so sorry.
This last year, we had a problem with one seasonal and one employee, and we had to actually get rid of the employee. It was a serious problem. I mean, you talk about, you know, I mean, it's a gigantic festival, and we do have issues. We have serious issues that we have to deal with. It's not trolling issues. It's serious issues. And we do deal with that, and we deal with that with some prejudice.
So, Dennis, I guess the question I'm more curious to...
A lot of people troll, but just because someone trolls doesn't mean every issue they bring up is a troll, right?
Well, but yeah, it does make it hard to take somebody seriously if all they're doing is trolling. So I can understand why that would frustrate someone. But, Dennis, I do want to get the answer to the question of what... there's a rumor that Mikey's been banned. He's going around saying he's been banned. Is that true? And can you express as to what the reason is for that?
Yeah, it was a denial of service. It was a denial of service attack. I had one and only one meeting with the hubs who wanted to attend. These are primarily newbie hubs that have never actually been to Porkfest. There are some older hubs that were there. Somebody camped on, and I came on, and the person was camped on. And when we started the meeting, they started canceling people and kicking people out. We lost a lot of people. We actually wrestled with them back and forth. Finally, we kicked that person out. He came back, kicked him out again. Mikey came back. Mikey wasn't invited to that meeting.
We're talking about an online conference or something?
That's right.
Why do you think Mikey was the person who was doing all of this?
Yes.
Why?
Well, because one, he wasn't invited to the meeting. He wasn't supposed to be at that meeting. He did not receive an invitation. He was not invited to that meeting.
This is software that you were using, right? Hold on, because I want to make sure I know. You said a DOS attack, and I want to make sure I understand. You were using some like Zoom or Jitsi or something to facilitate this meeting?
Jitsi. Yep.
I don't think Mikey has the technical chops to execute a DOS attack.
All he was doing was he was going in there and he was kicking people out of the conference.
Anybody that's there first would have the administrative.
Gotcha.
And so he was actually controlling the meeting and kicking people out so that we couldn't actually have the meeting.
I see. Okay.
Now we eventually wrest this control, but this is a direct attack on Porkfest. And so there's two ways of really getting kicked out: a direct specific threat of violence or violence, and certainly theft. Some direct NAP violation, and this was a direct NAP.
But why do you think this was Mikey, other than the fact that Mikey later came to the meeting?
Well, because we kicked this guy out, he came back. We kicked him out, he came back. We kicked him out. Mikey came back.
Well, Mikey did.
He wasn't supposed to be there.
He called into the show a week or two ago, and he said that he thinks this is why you banned him, because of some things that people had told him, but he denies that that was him.
Well, he's right here right now.
Why would he come in with his correct name?
Mikey, were you the person that was in that chat room doing the things that Dennis is referring to?
I did not.
Okay. Thank you for the call tonight, Mikey. I appreciate it. I don't think we can go any further on this particular question.
Yeah.
But let's go on here. We've got, we're just going in order of who's been on hold the longest. We have Phoenix on the line calling from Chicagoland. You're on Free Talk Live with Dennis Pratt.
Phoenix.
Hey, guys. So I will try to be as brief as possible because I know there's not much time. I was brought on this year to do production for Porkfest at the Pavilion, mm-hmm. which I consider a huge honor and a great opportunity. I'm really excited about it. But, Dennis, I wasn't aware that RFK was going to have this no-gun zone prior to agreeing to come on. And I'm still willing to do it, even considering the allegations with Maj Ture. He's going to be on the main stage. I'm still absolutely willing to do it as much as I ever was. But it is concerning that at a libertarian, anarchist, freedom festival, an individual would be invited in that would be capable or given the authority to deny individuals' ability to protect themselves. One of the things that I truly love and appreciate about Porkfest is its open gun culture. And I've never felt as comfortable and as safe as I ever have as I do at Porkfest. And being in charge of filming at the Pavilion, I'm responsible to be there. I have to be there. So given, and this isn't being, facetious or making a light of it at all, but given RFK's history with his family, it does give me pause to say, how safe am I really going to be there filming this man when there's a no-gun zone?
Yeah.
I mean, could you speak to that?
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, Being there is totally voluntary. If you have any qualms, as a matter of fact, I talked to all the volunteers. I said, if you have any qualms, we can find someone else to do that. So if you have any qualms, you know, please bow out for that event. You don't have to do that event. There's well, no reason for you to do that event.
There's multiple people that are going to be available for it, but it was just something that crossed my mind, and it was something that was concerning. I know one of the arguments that you had made was it's kind of a property rights issue where, you know, if it's your hub, you get to delegate what the rights are. It just seems...
No, I don't. It's not that I delegate what the rights are. I don't delegate rights. I set the conditions for coming in. Right? So you come onto my property, you come into my house, and I might say, you can't smoke pot. And you go, that's my right to smoke pot. And you go, no, not in my house. Right? Now I rent the pavilion. Okay? And I say, you can't smoke. Now I didn't even know that there was there's no smoking cigarettes. And that's, you know, Constance, the other organizer, she said that. She has a reason for it. She said it. I'm going, okay, that's fine. It's her place. And ultimately, during Porkfest, it falls back onto Constance. I'm in charge of Porkfest from July through June 18th. Then fulfillment falls onto Constance. She's been working and preparing all this time for fulfillment. So that's the Pork Rangers and the Porta Johnnies and the facilities people and the free aid and the.
I think the dispute that I'm having here is that you say it's your pavilion and you set the rules and so on, but you won't set the rules about what attendees are appropriate to speak there. Like you'll set some rules. But not others, and you seem
no,
to.
No, that's not true. So every single person who was there, who's speaking there, I entered into intense negotiations about what it was that they were going to talk about. Vivek, for example, was the hardest. Okay, I actually rejected, I think, four different proposals. We came to, you know, we couldn't do it. And, you know, finally, you know, we kind of worked on this deep state thing. Right. So he actually believes, first of all, he believes that there is a deep state. And, you know, I too. So what is the deep state? And then he believes that it's actually reformable, which I don't believe. Right. He believes that he can actually go in there. He is promising that he's going to go in there and reform the deep state. Now, I'm going, OK,
like Trump.
He's a liar. Okay, he's a scumbag.
I don't understand what that means or anything like that.
I got to give it to him, though. That's a take I have never heard before.
Okay. Now.
Isn't that what Trump said he was going to do?
Drain the swamp.
So what did I do? I went and found Matt Kibbe to go and interview him on this particular thing. So what it is, it's a Free the People interview of Vivek around what is the deep state. How intense is it, and is it actually reformable? Now, I think that that's a damn interesting talk. Vivek thinks he has a plan. I don't believe he does. It'll be interesting to see. That finally rose to the level where I said, yeah, that sounds to me fairly libertarian.
It did. It does sound like you made it a little more tolerable by pulling the strings that you did.
Every single one of those people, I went into intense negotiations. Larry Elder came in and he said that he wanted to do this and that and this. And then the big thing he wanted to do minimum wage. I scoffed. I said, we can teach more about minimum wage. Okay, so what is it that we really want from Larry Elder coming to us that's just unique and interesting, that's a particular interest to participants, enough that they're going to come down? Now, there's a lot of people who like Larry Elder. You know, I'm not one of them. I love how you guys have, I think it's primarily Aria or someone. People are saying, he just wants this because he likes these politics. I can't stand politics. I can't stand politicians.
Okay.
You know, I'm not even going to be in on these things, you know?
Can we get back to Porkfest? One thing I want to say is my I've never made the claim that I should be allowed to go onto something that whoever's property it is, it's definitively not my property, and say that they can't have a no-gun zone. My thing is more back to how you characterized it earlier, that, like, Porkfest represents the movement. And I don't think that politicians should be representing me. I don't want to be out there playing on the same team right next to Dennis Pratt if playing on the same team as Dennis Pratt means catering to politicians. Yeah. Federal so politicians.
Really, Bonnie, yeah. you've said this multiple times. Multiple times I said that's not what I, whatever it is that you're
what
saying.
You said earlier.
Okay, so I'm contradicting because you I may have misstated it, or you may have misheard it, but that what is going on that main stage represents the Free State Project is absolutely the opposite of what is a.
You said that Pork Fest represents the movement, and Pork Fest is absolutely represented by what's on the main stage.
It reflects the movement. It reflects the movement. So
I don't want RFK reflecting me or whatever you mean by that.
No, we have political people who invite politicians and, you know, denying that there's a large segment that is very interested in RFK, that they, you know, all the arguments you said, well, you know, does this make sense? Does that make sense? That segment believes it. That segment believes it, and that is why they want RFK there. They want RFK there. They want RFK so that Lynn Alden can ask. So RFK is the only one who's come out and said that he wants to pardon Snowden. He wants to pardon Assange. Okay? So here's the question, right? Will he pardon Ulbricht? Would he pardon the Crypto Six?
No.
Are those things that are on the table?
I'm pretty
right?
sure that it's not. I mean, it's a federal politician. I don't think that just because someone says a thing means anything. The other thing is, if it just has to do with mob rule or democracy, what if I somehow got enough people to just say, anyone who talks, I'm not saying I would do this, but what if I said anybody who talks badly about the trans community, they can't be representing us at the park, and then more people agreed with me on that, and then would that just be how the Free State Project should be represented? I don't think so, because
no,
I think people...
I totally agree with you. That's not that's not it. You are misunderstanding it, and yet you're going a mile a minute, Bonnie.
If I can interject real quick, guys, I think this whole thing really speaks to an ever-present argument and concept within libertarian philosophy of how do you grow it big enough and fast enough and still maintain an adherence to the true.
Hold that thought, Phoenix. We're going to continue this here.
Yeah, Phoenix actually has a good point.
We'll let him make that full point here in a moment. And Dennis, you stick with us for at least a little bit. We still have at least three more callers for you here. So thank you, radio listeners. This will be on our podcast later.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.